Hello, everybody. It's Joanna. I just got the recording going. So glad you're here, especially so soon after our retreat last week. So we've got our clinic call. Let's take a few moments and get really centered and connected in. So wherever you are, I invite you to feel your seat beneath you or the ground beneath that, and really sense into the earth that is somewhere underneath all that. And allow yourself to settle in, knowing the earth is there to support you. Inhaling and exhaling. As you inhale, open up, take in life, expand. As you exhale, let go. Inhaling, opening up, exhaling, releasing what you don't need. Really using the breath to connect deeply with yourself, with your body. Really using the breath to connect with your inner wisdom. And as you breathe in this way and connect in this way, I invite you also to attune to the earth and the sun. We are at a very powerful moment, just 2 days away in this hemisphere from the spring equinox. In 2 days, we cross the threshold from winter to spring. 2 days to the season of new beginning, to the season of the maiden who is curious, who is open-minded. We cross into the season of the maiden who has no problem taking risks, experimenting with new things, who is not jaded by her past or by her experience, who is not attached yet to ego. And because of all this, she can be fully, fully present and open to new ideas, new details, to new beginnings. As you connect in with the energy of spring and the archetype of the maiden, ask yourself, what is ready for a new beginning? What in your life is ready for a new beginning? Is it a pattern, a habit, a belief, an idea, a relationship, an entity? What is ready to be born? And as you take that in, and connect even more deeply with the maiden, ask yourself, what belief is required for you to allow this thing, whatever it is you've identified, to be born? What's the belief that's required here? And then finally, what's one action, even if it's baby, that you can take in the next few days to help bring you closer to this new beginning, so that as you cross that threshold into spring on Thursday, you're taking action into what you are ready to create? And with that, together, we'll take a nice deep breath in and exhale everything out with a sigh. So I'm so glad that we had this call today so soon after our retreat last week. I hope that you've all had some opportunity to rest. I know we worked hard. I hope you've had some opportunity to integrate a bit more. And I'm sure lots is coming through even just since we've met. So today, these calls, like I said, are just for you. So bring forward any question that you're having with a client, any case study that you want to take a look at client-wise, anything around enrollment conversations, sales calls that feel important to look, anything that feels niggly around your coaching work, whatever it is that you need right now. So let me get us into Q&A mode here. All right, so it's star 2 to raise your hand. Who'd like to come forward? I don't know who this is in Delaware.
Hey, Joanna. It's Kendall.
Hey, Kendall. I didn't recognize your number. How are you?
Hey. Yeah, I'm calling from my office today, so it probably came up different.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Because it was kind of cutting out on my end a little bit. I don't know what that's about. But anyway, great to hear your voice. Thank you so much for today's call. And I'm noticing what's coming up for me since the retreat is I'm having like flashbacks, memories of clients that I've had in the past where because I wasn't really doing this shadow work and like being willing to go into some of these places and some of these areas of resistance, I know that, held me back and held them back from getting all the results that they maybe could have gotten.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this like sense of guilt around that and feeling really bad about that. But then there's also this sense of I wonder if there's something that I could do. Like I have two people in mind in particular where, I'm almost wondering if it would make sense to offer them something to kind of support them around, the piece where they didn't get as much of the result as maybe they wanted or hoped. Or if this is just like something I need to just let it go and not.
No, I love. I was thinking as you were sharing. So we'll get to that in a moment. But first, let's just look at the guilt piece first, because if there's guilt, energy follows energy, right? So if you've got lots of guilt swimming around, it's not going to come off the way that you want it to when you reach out to these people.
Yeah.
And also, we just don't want you to be walking around with guilt about this. So
yeah.
I hear you that there were deeper places that you could have gone with those clients. And I hear you that they didn't get all the results that they want. And I don't want to you know, make light of that, but tell me if I'm getting this right, I have a hunch that even with all that, that these clients still received a lot and created some results. Am I getting that right?
Yes. Yeah, that feels,
So I believe so strongly that clients pick who they're ready to learn from. And if those clients came to you before you understood about shadow and before you understood how to work with shadow, it's because they weren't ready and it would have been a disservice to move them into that at that time.
Wow.
Just like you wanted to work with me last year, but there was something inside of you that knew you needed to wait one more year.
Yeah, that's true. Wow, I was not thinking of it that way. That's like, whew, it feels so much better.
Good. Good. So does that, I can tell that you're feeling that they really received what they needed to receive during that time, during that cycle for them. And what I'm hearing you say is that there's some that were just meant to receive that from you, and that's it, but that you could think of at least two who you actually really sense are ready for the next cycle and for the next cycle with you. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of feeling into that because I'm the one, I think it's more, she was coming to me as more of like the guilt-driven versus she's ready to work with me to kind of take her through the next cycle.
Okay, good, good. So now you kind of have this filter that you can kind of look through around this. So when you think about past clients that you've worked with, who are the ones, you don't have to name them, but I'm kind of asking you, you know, like who are the ones that you sense they're actually ready for this next level and layer of the work now?
Yeah, that feels, I mean, that definitely feels like something that I could explore and reflect and look at from that place rather than the guilt place of like, oh my gosh, who do I have to like make something up to? Yeah.
No, there's no one that you have to make anything up to. You've served beautifully. But I suspect that there are at least one or two to reach out to because it's aligned to move forward. And for those people, the way that I would do it is I'd reach out and I'd say, you know, I've been thinking so much about you. How are you? You know, one of the reasons why you've been on my mind is because I know that when we worked together last year, 2 years ago, you know, whenever it was, you really came so far when it came to your blah, right? Whatever they were working on, and you can write a little bit about that. You were able to blah, and you were able to blah, and you were able to blah. And I know that the next piece for you is to be able to blah, right? Whatever they didn't get to. And I have this sense that you are ready for that next piece of work. That next piece of work is fun and exciting, but it's not for the faint-hearted. It would be about us together really looking at the part of yourself, that blah, right, whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
would it make sense for us to hop on the phone and talk more about it and see if it's the right time to work together again? I'd love to hear what you've been up to and what you're needing right now. So something like that. How does that land for you?
Oh my gosh, I love that. That just feels so good, and it feels so spot on, and it's such a beautiful invitation. It's not like pushy. It's acknowledging what was created and what was achieved, and just this like really powerful, beautiful invitation to the next step, but no strings attached, just very like open. I love it. That's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Keep us posted. Let us know how it goes.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Great question. All right. I think this is Nicole. Is that you, Nicole?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Joanna. Hi. So nice to meet you.
Yes.
Yeah, so nice we met in person, and now I know all the faces and voices. So very nice to hear Kendall again.
Yeah.
So nice. Yeah. So, yeah, good to be back in the call now. I'm back in the Netherlands, and within 2 weeks, I have an enrollment conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's with a woman, and she sent me an email. I don't know her yet. And she, in her mail, she talks a lot about her traumas. And my question is that I'm totally fine and okay talking about this period in her life and the impact that it's had. But my question is, how can I know she's not stuck anymore in her traumas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know we'll have a call on that on therapy later, but maybe you have already some insights or
mm-hmm.
respectful questions, because I want to find out she's not stuck there anymore, and it's no problem. We talk about it, and we even discuss it in a certain way. But what questions can I ask in an enrollment conversation in a respectful way? Do you have any insights on that?
Yeah. So what I'd say is, thank you so much for sharing with me about X, whatever the trauma is that she shared
mm-hmm.
with you.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it's been such a hard road, and then say something to validate her. It sounds like it's been such a tough road, but also just such a courageous one, and I really want to honor you for all you've been through. And then from there, say, share with me how it impacts you today in your everyday
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
So that question will help give you insight into if the trauma is active for her, or if like she's worked through it enough that she's moving through her life.
Mm-hmm.
And it may come up, and she has to deal with it here and there.
Yeah,
but
of course.
It's not keeping her stuck, right? So if she answers things like, I can't get out of bed in the morning, or something like, I'm crying half of every day, or every project that I start, there's some people that just have trouble. They start projects and then they don't finish it. But if it feels more of this energy, like every project that I start, it's like, it's just, I can't move at all, no matter what, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's beyond the I'm scared and the self-awareness around it. And you'll hear it in her voice too, like how heavy it gets.
Mm-hmm.
That should be enough to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask her the question and she says something like, I don't think it really impacts me in my everyday life, you can say, great, I did just want to check in. Sometimes when we have a trauma like that, it can show up as feeling really heavy all the time, as feeling, severely depressed, not
mm-hmm.
having energy. I just want to check in and see if any of those pieces are active for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah,
so in a
really
real gentle
yeah,
way
yeah.
that does it, you know, that's just not shaming at all, but just gives you some more information on where she's at.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, that's what I have to find out. Where is she now, right now? And of course, the trauma is there always, but the question is it active or not? Is she stuck or not? And yeah, I really get it. Yeah, beautiful questions. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know how it goes.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, good. Who's next? We're a small group today, so feel free to come forward. What questions have you got? Who is this?
Carolyn.
Carolyn, I was going to say. It's Carolyn.
It's Carolyn. We're a small group. Oh, good, because then we can get to some stuff. Yay! I'm excited because coming back, having, you know, met everybody and then just watched all of what we unfolded just helps keep moving forward. Things are just kind of integrating, which I'm loving. And meeting with people after coming up, oh, what did you learn? All this other stuff. So it's nice to see that I can apply what we've done. Mm-hmm. I have one client, and I think we addressed it a little bit in the group, who doubts her ability as a healer.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Reiki healer and whatnot. She goes, you know, I feel like a fraud. And I know we talked a little bit in there. How do you work through that? What kind of questions can be asked to help them become more aware that they're not a fraud? Because otherwise they wouldn't be busy, but she really feels like she's a fraud. Lack of confidence, I think, in her ability.
Yeah. Good. So first thing is I would make connections to other places, because this is not the first time in her life, like 99.9% chance that the fraud is coming up, right?
Uh-huh.
So
right.
The first thing is to just unpack a bit and open up and help her see, like, where do you know this from? When from before your business or before you started healing, has this come up before? Where are the other places? And then from there, kind of take her back just a little bit. And so once she can see that this is showing up in multiple places, has shown up, to say, okay, so where does that come from? Where did you learn? You know, you'll use some of the language that she's used.
Yeah.
Where did you learn that you're not good enough? Might be the language that she's or whatever it is.
Yes.
And so that she can begin to, she may not pinpoint it to one exact incident, right? But to pinpoint it back to the origins. And you can point out to her, you know, so this has been with you since you've been 6 or since you've been 11, you know, whatever, wherever she pins it to. And so, of course, you're going to transfer this into your healing work. But just because your little girl is telling you this is true doesn't mean that it's true about your healing work, does it? Right? So just it will open it up for her. And then once you get that kind of yes or that understanding that, oh, this is like so not about the healing work at all. This is about something much bigger. Then you can actually start, you'll have more of a green light in terms of her understanding and resistance to start zeroing in on the healing work more. And you can say, okay, so then if it's not true that you're a fraud, it might be true that you don't know everything. You know, there's always more tools to learn. You know, we're always on that road to mastery. But if that's true, then it means that you actually do have some amazing skills and instincts. Tell me about some of those skills and those instincts that you have.
Okay.
And I would really take time with that part of the conversation and reflect back to her and help her get into, like, the juiciness of what she really does own already inside of her.
Okay.
And then you'll see, you know, there's so many, always so many different pathways that you can see where to go
mm-hmm.
from there. But I think even just doing that is going to be a big chunk of work. And then,
yeah.
of course, you can use, you know, some of the other pieces we looked at the retreat, like, you know, to move it into persistence and consistence. So, you know, having her maybe a couple times a week for a few weeks ask her fraud what wisdom it has for her that day, and then dialogue from the fraud
yeah.
or
okay.
visualize with it, right? You could also
okay.
bring in the counterpoint energy to the fraud, which is maybe the queen, right, or the one who is
mm-hmm.
in her mastery, the real deal, and you can have her dialogue with that one. You can do that in session or over homework, but, you know, again, this doesn't all have to happen in one session, but, you know, so
sure.
to begin flexing all of those muscles.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, I like that.
Good. What are you hearing in all of this that feels important, you know, practitioner point of view? Like, what are you seeing, bigger picture here?
What I'm seeing is actually going back and asking the question so she can see them herself.
Yeah.
Right? And then really not to, what's the word I'm looking for, suppress that negative, the fraud and the, to honor it and realize there is some wisdom there, kind of like what we did when we did the shadow stuff,
yeah.
right? Here's my rage, and it's like, it's not all bad. It's got, it has a place, right, that can move you forward.
Yeah, yeah, 100%, and help her, you know, help her see that. And what I hear,
yeah.
listen, what you're saying, which I can tell you're really, really getting, is the importance of slowing down and connecting
yeah.
the dots for the client, right? Because
yeah.
we're like, we're
exactly.
smarty. If we're coaches, we're smarty pants. Like, we can see a lot of it already,
mm-hmm.
but our clients
mm-hmm.
haven't yet seen it.
Right, exactly.
Awesome.
Not to be in a hurry, in respect to just, you know, you've got the time with them, but I also sense sometimes they want to have it all done right in that moment, and it doesn't happen that way.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, it can't, you know, it's
no.
a process.
No, right.
You know, and so it's good, because sometimes energy follows energy the other way around. If our clients are like, rush, this needs to happen now, right? Then as their practitioner, we can kind of go along with that, right? So it's
yes.
so important
yes.
for us to first remind ourselves that transformation is a process, and then
right.
to really bring that into the container and to
yeah.
stand for that.
Yeah, no, that works. I like that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good. Excited to hear what happens there.
I will. Yes, yes.
Good. All right. And who is this from Denver? I should know by now. Oh, wait. I didn't take you. Hold on. Okay. Who is this?
This is Johanna Alper
Hi.
From Boulder.
Hi.
I
know by now.
Yeah, okay. So thank you again for a really incredible retreat of so much preciousness to still be harvesting. And I'm calling now because I have a particular person who's requesting possible work with me after I gave a talk some weeks ago, then he was out of town. And I've learned to see a number of different types of scripts for enrollment conversations and ways to proceed. And usually I just really get into it and get curious
mm-hmm.
if it's possible to help the person and just really listen to what's going on. And now I feel like wavery because I'm not, because I feel fresh and new in a way, but still a lot of baggage. And so I thought, I'll call to ask for help with working on the what based on the who, and the who being me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
I love it.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's, you know, I know going in and wanting business is a really sucky way to connect with people.
Yeah.
And I know in my mind, it, you know, it's the, if it's for the highest good to this person and for me to work with him, then that could be great. And if not, no. But I do have some ego hanging in who really, I would like this business. I would like the business right now. Until I'm finishing my book, things are tight. And, so that's the who over here.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a difference between wanting the business and being attached to the story.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we always want the business. Like, we wouldn't take the time to get on a sales call if we didn't want the business and didn't really want the business.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a difference between that and the belief that if I don't get this business, then it means something about me or the future of my business.
Mm-hmm.
So first things first is to not be attached to that outcome. Be attached to wanting the business. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
But not to the making up any story that the one prospect and how they choose is going to mean anything about you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just pause there for a moment. What feels important in that for you?
Well, first of all, it's the truth. So that's, like, feels really relaxing. And I have talks coming up ahead, so I expect a number more people will be coming into possible enrollment conversations. It's just that I'm kind of feeling tight right now about this. But it feels like really relaxing and the sky opened up kind of feeling.
Great, good, good, good. So then from this place, and all that's opened up over this last week, how do you want to approach the prospect call?
With curiosity, awareness, detachment, humor, well, compassion, although this person is thriving a lot, actually, and it would be a further step in thriving. It's not like super amount of suffering, on the, at least on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
there's another piece.
And,
go ahead.
Okay. Okay, what's the other piece?
Well, I'm just thinking about the amazing work that you did when we were together last week and how you really opened up a pathway to, you know, I'll call it like the queen energy inside of you, right? That Dr. Ruth, right? She who knows that she is a master and is sitting on a ton of experience and a ton of wisdom and a ton of knowledge and is ready to be seen for that.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to bring that one to the call. Not, you know, the other person can be on their throne too, right? When we're on our throne, it doesn't mean that it's over, the other person. But I want you to bring all of that to the call and allow that to, let that allow you to be bold in the questions that you ask and the reflections that you share.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
That feels delightful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So before the call, you can just take, you know, like a minute or two and close your eyes and bring yourself back into that beautiful kind of stance that I saw you in last week with your arms fully open, right, in that full queen energy. Breathe into her and then get on that call.
Okay. I'm going to bring in Bette Midler, too, since she was part of the configuration.
Yes, yes, yes. I knew there was another one, and I couldn't remember who.
Well, thank you very much, Joanna. That I really, yes, it's interesting to be back in the embodiment of that energy by have you reflecting this back to me again, even though, of course, I had been really visiting all that, but thank you very much. Really appreciate this.
Yeah, you're so welcome. And let, like, my little reflection be a reminder to keep on coming back into that energy and keep on connecting with it so that you build that muscle, you know, that memory and the new pathway around it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good, good. Who's next? Who else has a question? If anyone that's already gone has another question, feel free to raise your hand. We've still got a little bit more time today. How can I help you? What do you need? Star 2. Anyone else have any other questions for today? Okay, Kendall.
Hello again.
Hey.
So this is kind of related to what I asked before, a different situation, because this was a situation where someone had signed up to work with me, and kind of like towards the very beginning of the program just kind of like emailed me and was sort of like, you know, this really isn't for me. I really... I mean, she said some things that now I can see and really own. I was very triggered by it, and I didn't know how to handle it. And
yeah.
So I just kind of like, I mean, I acknowledged her as like, I understand, you know, thank you for letting me know. But there was, it doesn't feel like there was any resolution beyond. She just basically quit the program, and I just kind of let her quit.
Yeah.
Not that that wasn't what she really needed, but there is this part of me where that niggles at me, like I'm wondering if it does make sense to reach out again and just kind of see if there's something that can be done just to, so I feel like, you know, it wasn't a total loss for this person. But also, you know, I don't want to force my agenda on her or
yeah.
not
no,
honor
that
if it really wasn't
yeah,
right
if it
for
wasn't.
Her.
Yeah, so... Okay, so before we get to what to do or how to do it or any of that, first I just want to reflect back to what I'm really seeing in this question that you're asking and the question that you brought forward earlier in the call is just how much you're evolving and how much farther you've come in terms of understanding that, you know, what happens is almost never about you. It's about the client. And that resistance, particularly with this question, I can just see that you're starting to get a stronger handle on the fact that, like, resistance sometimes happens even after somebody says yes to working with you and even after they've paid, that they can get scared and that it doesn't actually mean anything about the work. It just means that they've gotten scared.
Okay. Yeah.
So that may not be, we don't know until you have the conversation with her if that's the case, but your intuition, what I'm hearing is your intuition is telling you that there was some fear happening there. And at the time, you just got triggered because you felt like she was rejecting you in the work, and so you didn't really have the wherewithal to hold the container to explore some of that with her. But now you do.
Yes, yes.
So that's just huge. I just want to, like, pause there for a moment. Can you see how huge that is for you as a practitioner?
Yeah, like, I can feel that. It feels so different because... in reality, what was happening was I got scared by her resistance and fear, you know, whatever comprise that resistance, I got really scared and I really questioned. And so to come from a place where I'm not feeling that fear, or at least certainly not as much, it feels like a huge shift.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And it's one that, I mean, it's just good for us to feel this way, right? Because feeling the other way isn't good. But it's one that's going to help you so much in your client work and in your sales, too. So how long ago did this happen?
It was about a year ago.
Okay. So you could approach her, you know, send her a note and say, you know, I can't believe it's been a year since we were last in touch. I've been thinking about you a lot lately. I have never quite felt right about the way that we ended our work together. In all honesty, when was it she told you, over email or over phone?
Over email.
In all honesty, when I received your note, I mean, you could say, if you feel comfortable, like, I took it personally instead of really being able to see the bigger picture. If you don't feel comfortable saying that, you can eliminate that sentence and you can say, I've never quite felt right about how we ended things. I know that when we started, you know, right away some things felt a little off for you. And I really wish that we would have explored that together. It might be that the work truly wasn't right for you. That's one possibility. But it might also be, and this is normal, this happens a lot, that for as much as you want XYZ, whatever her vision was, you know, why she signed up with you in the first place, for as much as you want it, there's always some fear around that too. And sometimes our fear of change and our fear of changing lifelong habits and patterns and our fear of, like, looking deeper within to why we even have those habits can cause us to want to just take ourselves out of the game completely. Would it make sense for us to hop on the phone and take a look at if now is a better time for you to do this work? I'm not attached to outcome at all. I totally trust your inner wisdom. But I really just wanted to reach out because I wish we would have had this exploration last year. Those may not be the exact words, but how would something like that feel for you?
It feels amazing. I mean, I loved the words that you used, and it just felt so, it just felt like it would bring it to a place where I would feel so much better about, even if she said thanks but no thanks, essentially,
yeah.
I would feel so much better about completing that way versus the way it currently is. Yeah.
Yes, because you would have spoken your truth and opened up that space. I, like, one of my biggest things, whether it's with active clients or in sales, is like speaking the truth, you know, like being willing, when I'm just willing to speak the truth and be transparent, you know, to limiting degrees. That's why I was saying maybe don't tell her that you got scared. That's fine if you leave that out, right? But just being willing to share what you're feeling, so long as you've checked all your filters, is just so powerful, both for you so that you know you're doing all that you can and speaking your truth, but it 9.99999 times out of 10, it's so powerful for the prospect or the client to receive that.
Yeah. Yeah, I can feel that. And I know that's an area where I have been hesitant, you know, kind of the speaking up, speaking my truth. So this just feels so good. It feels really freeing and really powerful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good. I'm so glad. And I'm just so happy about this bigger piece around how, like, where you're shifting and evolving towards for yourself as a practitioner with all of this. Good.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. It's a great question. Who else? What else can I answer for you guys today? What else do you guys need? Is that it? I'll do like a going once, going twice before we wrap for today. Anyone else? All right. Well, I hope that this call was helpful and supportive for you. So great to hear your questions, such great things that were brought forward. I'm thinking about all of you. I'd love to hear if you want to just share with me, shoot me a note about what's been, you know, evolving and resonating since our time together last week. And I'm just sending you all a really big hug. And I will talk to you soon. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.